Chapter 1. The Physical Earth. Page 8. Listening for details. Step 2.
Gabby, you've been to the Grand Canyon twice, right?
Yes. I went hiking and camping there the first time, and the second time I got to ride in a helicopter and fly down into the canyon.
Would you say the Grand Canyon is one of the most famous natural landforms in the United States?
Definitely.
What does it look like?
Well, it's hard to describe because it's so big. When you stand there looking at it, it seems to go on forever. And there are all these cliffs that go down into the earth, and they're all different colors, like red and blue, purple and orange, yellow and brown. It almost looks like a painter came and just painted on a canvas.
I thought it wouldn't have much color since it's formed out of rock.
I thought so too. But the cool thing is the colors of the stones are so different. And when the sun moves, it changes the colors of the canyon walls. So if you stand there for an hour, you can see the light changing on all the different rock formations. The same area looks totally different.
It sounds beautiful.
It is. A lot of people say that when they see the Grand Canyon for the first time, it brings tears to their eyes because it's so beautiful.
Did you have tears in your eyes?
Well, I remember being like, this is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, and feeling very lucky to be experiencing it. And I remember thinking that it's something human beings could never create. I mean, it took millions of years.
How was it created?
I think most of it was formed by water. The Colorado River goes through the floor of the Grand Canyon, and the water cut through the rock over millions of years. Basically, the canyon was eroded out of the earth by water.
So, Jane, tell me about a famous landform in Australia.
Right. Uluru is one of the most visited sites in my country. It's a massive red sandstone rock in the center of Australia. I've heard that its name means Island Mountain. It's also called Ayers Rock.
So it was a mountain at one point?
Yeah. Well, millions of years ago, layers of rock were lifted out of the earth. Then over time, the softer rocks eroded away, and Uluru is what's left. It's made up of very, very hard minerals, mostly quartz and feldspar. We believe it's more than 300 million years old.
Incredible.
Australia is a unique place. We're the oldest continent. We're also the flattest and the driest inhabited continent. We have a lot of unique and stunning natural landscapes.
What does Uluru look like?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a large red rock in the middle of a flat plain. From a distance, it looks smooth, but up close, it looks like honeycomb. It's got holes and it's quite rough. The surface is reddish-brown, but the color can change depending on the time of day. I've seen it look pink, purple, and sometimes gray. When the sun hits it, it looks like it's glowing.
Now complete the steps in your book.